It's Friday, folks, the end to another week. This is Dave Bauer, Senior Market Analyst for Previmi. And before we start the weekend, I'll recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some of the things to think about as we prepare for next week. As I prepared this week's podcast, I was drawn to recite an oft-quoted line from a poem written in 1786 by an old Scottish farmer named Robert Burns. "The best laid schemes of mice and men go oft awry." And I'm not a poet, oh no, far from it, but I'll use this old Scottish farmer's prose this week, as it was written after he'd found a mouse family's home in a field one day. He felt bad for disturbing their home, as it took so much time to build, but he had to do what he had to do. Now, this may be on my mind more as I'm settling into a new home in the country, and I'm finding the mouse population in the sheds and barns is quite vibrant, but I'll take this another direction. This quote also comes to mind after reading an article a few weeks ago that's calling for action to tear down the modern-day slaughter industry. The U.S. slaughter industry is centuries old and has taken decades to get where it is today. But claims against the industry brought into focus over the past year because of a fire-related disruption to a cattle plant in Kansas that again brought how cattle are priced into question. And then along comes COVID-19 disrupting workflows and kill floors at plants across the country. This rippled all the way to retail, directly impacting the consumer. But I agree with the industry experts in the article that during a crisis is not the time to dismantle the model, lest it all go awry, as Farmer Burns wrote. The plants have helped to provide the safest, the most readily available, and did I mention the most affordable food source in the world? So maybe it's not time to destroy the house they built just yet, but figure out how it can be more efficient and effective, because the packer doesn't control all the price, right? We've come to rely just as heavily, likely even more, on USDA's weekly pork exports. And who controls that? In the past year, we've come to say that's China. And this week's net pork sales of 30,300 metric tons fell 23% below last week and 14% below the four-week average. Mexico took 42% and China 18% of those new sales. Shipments, however, were 34,400 metric tons, up 9% over last week and 6% over the four-week average. Mexico took their typical 33%, as China shipments fell to 26% rather than the 45% we've become accustomed to. And now, we're seeing China's rate of importing commodities slowing as the global COVID resurgence has led China to impose greater scrutiny on import testing due to COVID. This doesn't help, as China has also fallen behind on their Phase 1 commitment to import $33 billion in U.S. goods in calendar year 2020. Their take in the first half of 2020 was approximately $6.5 billion. That leaves $26.5 billion to be imported in the last half of the year. And that equates to roughly $4.5 billion per month, or roughly four times what they've taken per month in the first half of 2020. I bring this up to say we cannot rely on exports alone to get us out of the current supply issue. Disrupting plants won't work either. And nobody wants to hear it, but the solution would be to reduce production rather than be party to the overproduction problem. And what's the word on forward profitability? Well, strong pork export trends through July translated into strength in cash hogs, pork product, and also futures contracts, providing measurable improvement in margin. But again, to be clear, those price improvements merely help to reduce losses, not put producers in the black. But maybe the most positive note is that weights have now fallen to 208 to 210 pounds per carcass. We're also feeling that the industry might be a bit more current than anticipated, and the backlog in market-ready animals is possibly much less than calculated, if there's much of one at all. And this is great news, as we're already hearing concerns of capacity problems that'll come up in Q4. Our Previmi nutrition teams will continue working hard providing innovative ways to manage performance and the technical support to monitor progress. The challenges that COVID-19 has imposed on our industry and its producers, is being met by our efforts to revolutionize the way you raise hogs. Our teams are dedicated to helping tomorrow's pork producers turn over every rock in their business to learn just where the most effective places are to make the changes. So lean on your trusted advisors today to help you think through the best scenarios for your system tomorrow and spark that revolution in your day-to-day production practices. These are unusual times, and it will pay dividends to be proactive. At Provimi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system. So if you have questions or comments on this week's podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. Thanks for listening, and make sure you plan today for tomorrow's success.